In the WRHI News Center, I'm Teller Cupp. Hundreds of people, including community leaders and elected officials from the city of Rock Hill and York County, gathered at First Baptist Church this morning to honor the dream. It was the 23rd annual MLK Interfaith Prayer Breakfast. The theme of this year was From Dream to Duty, carrying the torch forward by building bridges, not walls. It was all put on and hosted by the city of Rock Hill's Community Relations Council. This is Gigi Anderson reminding all of us why we honor this day.
Dr. King challenged us to stand for justice, to serve one another, and to build a society rooted in dignity, equality, and love. Today, as we come together across neighborhoods, backgrounds, and generations, we affirm the commitment of Dr. King.
The guest speaker for the event was Maggie Wallace, who was the first African-American to be elected to the Florence School Board, as well as the first African-American woman elected to both the State House and the State Senate and served into the early 2000s.
Be a catalyst for change. Teach your children. Have them to learn to respect you, and they will automatically respect others.
The 2026 Dream Keeper Award recipient was recognized to be community leader and philanthropist Stacey Anderson. Rock Hill Poet Laureate and Youth Poet Laureate Carlo Dawson and Kamani Gilliam also did a piece for the occasion.
Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. For in Rock Hill, we carry a torch for justice that ever burns where the light is always on.
The MLK Youth Essay Competition winners were also announced. First place winner was Northwestern senior Ava Moore. Second place went to South Point senior Amani Johnson. And third place winner was Northwestern's Danielle Middleton.